Well, welcome to Local Matters. We're visiting today with Dr. Myra West, who is president of the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston and also chairperson of the Highlands Workforce Development and Education Task Force. Myra, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. It's great to be here today.
Well, we've had you on before, but I'm sure there are listeners that haven't met you. So tell us a little bit about your background and where you grew up, where you went to college, and how you got to be president of the TCAT.
Okay. I am from Overton County, so I grew up in Overton County. So I've been here in the Upper Cumberland for all my life. Graduated from here in Tennessee Tech. Cookville.
Amen.
Was a business major. So once I got out of college, I went to work at what at that time was the Tennessee Vocational, State Vocational School. So that was our name at the time, teaching business, and just have spent my career there, moved into student services. And during that time, when I saw that I would be in administration, I came back to Tech and majored in education with a master's degree, and then was part of Tennessee Tech's first program with TSU for a doctorate degree. It was a partnership between Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State. It was a great opportunity for educators. The Upper Cumberland was very proud to be a part of that. And so I've been with the TCAT for the past 31 years in various roles, serving the Upper Cumberland. It's home for me, and I love doing what I do, but I also love working with the people in the Upper Cumberland.
So you truly are not just a product of, but also a producer in the Upper Cumberland.
I am, and so very proud to be a part of that.
Well, that's great. And tell us about your role at TCAT. And, you know, TCAT is a fairly new term still, the College of Applied Technology. So talk a little bit about what you do there.
And it is. And some people will ask, well, what is the TCAT? Because most people have known us as the vocational school. And some people in the area still call us the trade school. And then there was a time we were the technology center. Mm-hmm. But at the core of all of that and the heart of all of that is that we are the higher education college that provides technical training. And we're there to change people's lives. And so it's about giving individuals that come to our school a skill so that they can better their lives and better their families' lives. And in turn, that helps our communities grow and helps our communities be a better place for us to live. So, you know, our goal is to be the workforce provider for technical skills, to be sure that we're providing training for employers and for future employers that want to work, locate here. So we're building that pipeline, and we're hoping that we're doing that through our training at the TCATs.
And you're a full partner with Tennessee Tech and Vol State and CHEC, the Higher Education Center, and with the high schools in the region.
That is true. And going back to the first part of that with the CHEC here in Cookeville, that's a great partnership for all of us in higher ed. You know, it's an opportunity for our communities to see us as higher ed partners working together for a common goal, and that's to be sure that we're providing the pipeline. And that pipeline, when we say that, is like an on and off ramp. There are jobs at all levels. There are jobs for technicians that require our technical training, but there are jobs in the Upper Cumberland that require an associate degree. And then we need our engineers and our students with baccalaureate degrees and doctorate degrees. So there's jobs for all of us. And so when we can partner together and collaborate to be able to provide that training here in Cookeville, in the Upper Cumberland, so that our kids, after they graduate from K-12, don't have to go somewhere else. They can train here, but then after they train, they can stay here and work here and be part of our community. So that's our goal as a community, to collaborate as higher ed partners, to be seen as one.
And that's the beauty of it, is it is a partnership, and there's something there for everyone.
There is. And, you know, I've told people before, if we can't do it, then I don't have a problem picking up the phone and calling Vol State or Tennessee Tech. We have a great working relationship, and we want the community to know that's why we're here, is to work together to meet their needs.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to Myra West from the Tennessee College of Applied Technology. And Myra, you've had a lot to do and certainly been a big participant in Governor Haslam's Drive to 55 program. Governor Lee has talked about an emphasis on vocational education and rural communities. So TCAT plays an important role in these governor's initiatives.
They do. And with the Drive to 55, of course, that was to get post-secondary credentials. And the TCAT was a major player in that. And with the Tennessee Promise and the Tennessee Reconnect, now with Governor Lee, it's the Give Grant. And so we're all busy this week working on our Give Grants. But that is a initiative where the governor is putting money in to fund vocational education programs. And it's all, again, about partnerships. It's about having employers at the table. It's about K-12 partners preparing students for the workforce with the help of higher ed and making sure that we're producing those 55 post-secondary credentials and being sure that we meet that goal for the Drive to 55.
And that 55 is 55%.
Of Tennesseans with a post-secondary credential. So, you know, there's lots of different ways that that can be accomplished. That can be accomplished through dual enrollment classes, dual credit classes with the higher ed partners. It can be a certificate or diploma from a TCAT, an associate degree from a community college. It can be a baccalaureate degree from a higher ed university here in the state. But what we want to do is to make sure that our citizens have the skill sets that our employers need and that we can attract business here. And so with a workforce, 55% with a post-secondary credential, then we can get there as a state.
And it's just a really important part of economic development. When that company comes, they're looking for land. They're looking for an interstate or a good road system and for other things like that. But if they don't have a workforce that they see can produce the product, they're going to look somewhere else, aren't they?
That's true. And, you know, I've heard people say dirt's dirt. And if it's dirt, you know, land's land. And sometimes, you know, we have that. But if you can't produce the workers that they need, if you can't support the training that they need once they locate in your region, they'll either leave or they won't locate there. So it's very important for us to be prepared ahead of those companies locating here and make sure that we have the skill sets that they're looking for and that individuals have those and are ready to go to work when they do locate here.
Tell us about the kind of students that you have at TCAT.
Well, it's become very diverse. In years past, you probably thought more of it being middle-aged or older people because we had a lot of manufacturing plants and sewing plants when I first started my career that were going out of business in the Upper Cumberland. So we had a lot of people looking for a different skill set. And we still have people who are there to retrain. But a lot of ours are young people that are coming out of high school with the Tennessee Promise. That's a major player today because those students can take the first 2 years of college free at a community college or TCAT. So we are seeing more 18, 19, 20-year-olds. But then with the Tennessee Reconnect, where we're focusing on making sure that the adult who didn't finish a credential comes back to school, and there's been a lot of work on that in the Upper Cumberland, we are seeing a little bit different student coming in, that 20, mid-20, 30-year-old that maybe went to college for a year or so, and life happened, and it happens to different people, and for whatever reason, they didn't finish, and they've been in a job, but not with the skill set they need where they can be promoted or better themselves. And so they're coming back with our Drive to 55 and the Tennessee Reconnect. And again, the Upper Cumberland's played a very big role in that. We've had the Upper Cumberland Reconnect community, and we've worked very hard as a region to make sure that individuals know about those opportunities. And so been very successful, the Highlands has, in that initiative here.
Well, that's great. And you're right. The typical student today isn't typical, are they? It's about everybody.
It is. And, you know, we still have those older adults who come back that want to, maybe they're retired and just want to continue working in a different field. I mean, you see that too. But very diverse and very different. But in the end, they're all looking for a career that makes them happy, but that can provide them with a good living here in the Upper Cumberland. And that's what we want to be able to provide.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to Myra West from the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston. Myra, tell us about the degree programs, the certificate and degree programs you offer. I know you do a lot of different kinds of things for different people.
We do. We have automotive programs with our automotive technology and collision repair. We have business and information technology. We have cosmetology, healthcare. We have a lot of advanced manufacturing and machining, welding, industrial maintenance. So a wide variety of programs. We just started a new transportation Distribution, Warehousing, and Logistics Program. Very long name, but for a reason, because we wanted that program to encompass a very large skill set that individuals can go to work in different types of businesses, not just distribution, but warehousing, or maybe just someone who's working at a hospital doing inventory. So a very diverse curriculum, but will fulfill a need that we have here in the Upper Cumberland. So we're always looking at new programs that meet the needs of employers. One that we've been trying to get off the ground, it's a little bit hard, but Powerline Construction in Jackson County, still looking for an instructor. So if there's anybody out there that'd like to teach, we'd sure like to have them. But, you know, the goal is always to look for the needs and to be able to create programs that meet the needs of our communities.
And you opened a new center in Jackson County, the Joe Barlow Center, correct?
It's the Joe Barlow Workforce Development Center, and it's just a great tribute to Mr. Barlow. But he's always been very supportive of workforce development, and he had a vision, and that was for them to have a higher education campus in Jackson County. And he believed that that would stimulate the economic development there as well as preparing the workforce. And he worked very hard for that. And so we have a building there. We've offered IT classes. We have the Powerline program up and ready. We're just trying to hire. Once we do that, our next program that we're going to look at is an HVAC program. We don't have one here in the Upper Cumberland. I think Crossville's the closest one, but a great need for HVAC. So we're hoping that'll be another niche for Jackson County. We don't have it on our main campus, and so they're working to get that program up and going. So, again, just an opportunity for citizens in the Upper Cumberland to have a training center that can meet the needs.
And it's reality-based. I know you partner with Twin Lakes Telecommunications for the Jackson County program.
Yes, they were a great partner for us. Jonathan West came up with that idea about needing the power line, but at the same time, with all of the technology and the information technology, they needed that program. And so he played a key role in making sure that we got that center, but at the same time, helping us identify needs that needed to be met.
This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Myra West, the director of the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston, and we're going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Myra West from the TCAT Livingston. And Myra, around the area now, we hear a lot about college and career preparation, college and career ready. Not everyone goes immediately to college. Not everyone goes immediately to a career. So what's your take on that phrase, college and career ready?
Well, when I hear that, I think about first, partnerships, and I know I've used that term, but I think it's about higher ed working with K-12 to make sure that our high school graduates have what they need to be successful. And that means different things for different groups of students. And for some of those students, they are going to a university, and they need the academic skill set. They need to be at a level where they can go into a university program and be successful at that level. For others, it means a community college. For some, it means a TCAT, and it may mean that they're taking a CTE program, career and technical program in the high school, giving them those foundational skills that they need to go to a TCAT. Or it could be some type of class at the high school that's providing them with a skill set and maybe an industry certification that once they leave that high school, they can go directly into the workforce. But at the base of all of that is that once they leave high school, they can enter at any of those points, but later in life, they can continue. And that's what we want them to be able to do. If they leave high school, for example, with a CNA certificate, we'll take the healthcare pathway, then they could come back to a technical school and be an LPN. But then we also have that in place that they could go back to the community college and get an associate degree, or to Tennessee Tech and get a baccalaureate degree. So we want them to be able to build on that skill set that they come out of high school. And it's about all of us working together to make sure it's not just a K-12 term. It is a education term. And all of us need to be sure that we're working to provide those students, once they finish high school, that same opportunity to continue that skill set. And so when you say college and career ready, they may go to career, but they could be college ready at some point in their life if they needed to be. Or if they're college ready, then they could enter the workforce and be career ready.
And you used a term of on and off ramps, and that's really the way life happens to a lot of us, isn't it?
Right. And, you know, there's always programs, you know, like the Tennessee Promise, Tennessee Reconnect. Tennessee Reconnect has provided an on-ramp for many individuals, but sometimes it's an employer program. Sometimes you'll get into a career and you'll start out and the employer has an education program and says, if you'll go back to school, then we can move you here and here's what we'd like for you to do. And we want to be able to have those opportunities here in the Upper Cumberland so those individuals can continue to work, but also come back if they need to, or take time to switch careers if they want to. And it's just about providing the opportunities and making sure they're there for the individuals in the region.
Well, and you've chaired some of the pathway work in the Pathways to Prosperity task forces for the Highlands Regional Economic Partnership. Talk a little bit about the Workforce Development Alliance that you work with in the through the chambers and through the Highlands program.
Okay, so the Highlands Workforce and Education Committee is made up of different partners, and I think it's important to know what those partners are. It's not just educational partners. There are K-12 partners, there are higher ed partners, but our employers are our key partners on that committee. And so what we're doing is trying to make sure that we're identifying needs, but that we're also proactive in our actions in making sure that we are putting programs in place, that we are working on initiatives that bring career readiness, work-based learning activities to our communities for those students. And so with the Pathways, there are multiple programs, whether it's our 8th grade career fair, where we're helping 8th graders to explore different pathways that they could take in high school. Maybe it is our work-based learning, where we have externships and internships for both students and teachers to be able to go into the workforce to see, or whether it's a dual credit, dual enrollment class, or a new program of study. But all of those things work hand in hand, and it's from the input from those employers that we're looking for so that we can build those as educators. Sometimes as educators, you know, we might think that we know which program of study is best or what our employers need, but it's really based on hearing that from them and getting their input, because sometimes we might be a little bit off base. Hopefully we're on the right track, but just making sure that that partner is there and that voice is heard.
And these, at least for me, the pathway that I started on my freshman year out of high school isn't the pathway I ended up on at all, and that's fairly common experience.
It is, you know, and that's part of the work of the Highlands is career awareness and making sure that not only students, but parents and the community is aware of what pathways are available. And we say pathways, jobs here in the Upper Cumberland. You know, what are our companies looking for? What types of positions and careers? Because it goes back to, you know, I'd like to have my kids here in the Upper Cumberland.
Amen.
And I think most people would. And so we need to be able to let them know you can have this career and stay here in the Upper Cumberland and work and have a good income and be able to raise your family and be part of the community. And so a lot of it is about awareness, just letting the community and the parents and the students know what the employers have available and what skill sets they need to be able to enter those careers here in the Upper Cumberland.
So let's talk a little bit about some of these pathways. You mentioned healthcare a while ago. Talk a bit about the healthcare pathway and what the work is doing there.
Well, the healthcare pathway has had a lot of excitement in the last year and a lot of success, and very proud of that pathway here. For a long time, we had an LPN program, CNA program through the TCAT. Tennessee Tech has had an outstanding nursing program here in the Upper Cumberland, but we had a skill gap, and it was definitely a skill gap. There was not a place for LPNs to become RNs in an associate degree level, or for someone to come out of high school and get an associate RN. So that pathway not only identified but reinforced that need. And we're very proud that Vol State, our community college for the Upper Cumberland, was able to open, in partnership with Livingston Regional Hospital, an associate RN program in Livingston. So that completes our pathway. So now that pathway is looking at what other gaps are there. Where are the other needs? We've addressed the nursing need, which was a large need for the Upper Cumberland, for all of our healthcare. And healthcare is one of the larger employers here in the Upper Cumberland, with Cookeville Regional and Livingston Regional and our long-term care facilities. So there was a nursing shortage, but there are others out there, and there are other needs. And so what we have to do now is identify those and find ways to meet those. May not be quite as easy as nursing, because we had some well-established programs here, but it's a challenge, but it's one that the committee is working on, and we'll see how that turns out in the next couple of years.
And it's an exciting future in healthcare, I think, in this region. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Myra West. Myra, you also have chaired in the past the Advanced Manufacturing Pathway. Talk a bit about what the team was trying to do in advanced manufacturing.
So advanced manufacturing, when we started out, I guess one of the first things that we did was work on bringing new programs of study to our high schools. And there was a need for, the term mechatronics was flying around, but it was manufacturing, PLCs, hydraulics, manufacturing in a more technical way than what we thought about the dirty shops from years ago. But we worked on a LEAP grant together as a community, and we were able to put programs of study at White County and Cookeville High School and at the TCAT Livingston for Overton and Clay County. So that got us started. But then from that, it's grown. Cookeville High School has put in a robotics program and a welding program that they started this fall. White County is looking at an injection molding program. And so we're working on expanding that advanced manufacturing in our high schools, but also at an adult level. You know, we're looking at ways to have apprenticeship programs here in the Upper Cumberland in advanced manufacturing. I know machine tool, tool and die is one that group has met several times to see. There's a shortage of people that have the tool and die set, skill set from machining. So how can we meet that? It's a very expensive program, but how can we put them in the workforce and do an apprenticeship where they can work and go to school and get the theory part, but also get the hands-on and put them in a journeyman or apprenticeship program? So that committee is very active. I know Becky Hull chairs that now, and she's with our Department of Labor here in the Upper Cumberland, and so done a lot of work with that. And I know the Department of Labor is working with the apprenticeships, and I think we'll see a lot of that in the future for higher ed, especially with the technical programs. And it's a way for students to get into the workforce and to combine a work-based activity at a higher education institution with our academic parts of our programs. So looking forward to seeing where advanced manufacturing goes and the path that they take in the future, because they've really built that program out, but now we're looking at some new exciting ways to get the work-based activity in with it.
Well, that's great. And we've had some real success here in the Upper Cumberland in information technology in the last few years, bringing in some new companies. There's an information technology pathway too, right?
There is. And, you know, that one is one that when you say that term, it's very diverse. Everybody has a different thought pattern. But I think here in the Upper Cumberland, we have taken that pathway down networking and cybersecurity, especially with SAIC coming into town and their need for cybersecurity. I know Vol State has a new lab. Tennessee Tech has worked on that, and the TCAT. So we've been working on that pathway as well as networking. So I know that pathway is built out from the high school. Cookeville High School has a strong IT program, as well as several of our other high schools in the Upper Cumberland.
This has been Local Matters, and we have been talking to Myra West, the president of the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston. And Myra, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Dr. Bell.